You're with SBS Radio.
Shalom, Australia. Israel's parliament on Wednesday night voted to dissolve itself a mere month after it was sworn in, after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to meet the midnight deadline to form a new government, triggering an unprecedented second national election in a year. After a raucous 12-hour debate, lawmakers voted 74-75 in favour of the Likud-drafted bill to dissolve the 21st Knesset and hold new elections on September the 17th. Likud, Yisrael Beiteinu, United Torah Judaism, Shas and Union of Right-Wing Parties were joined by the two Arab-Israeli parties in supporting the motion. Only Kulanu MK Roy Folkman was absent from the late-night votes. He is expected to quit politics. When negotiations with Avigdor Lieberman and his Yisrael Beiteinu failed and he concluded that he could not muster a majority, Prime Minister Netanyahu pushed through the vote. He chose this course rather than allow for a different Knesset member, possibly opposition leader Benny Gantz, to have a turn at trying to build a majority coalition. The standoff between the ultra-Orthodox parties and Avigdor Lieberman, an ally-turned-rival who leads the secular Yisrael Beiteinu party, sank Netanyahu's efforts to form a government in the allotted 42 days. Lieberman insisted that the so-called draft law pass unchanged. The ultra-Orthodox parties rejected this, and Netanyahu blamed Lieberman for the unbreakable deadlock. Lieberman had repeatedly said that he backed Netanyahu for prime minister, but refused to join his government unless he was guaranteed that an unaltered version of the bill to draft ultra-Orthodox into the army would be passed. The ultra-Orthodox parties wanted to soften its terms. Immediately before the announcement of its final offer to Lieberman on Wednesday, Likud said it had finalized coalition deals with 60 MKs in what was seen as a sign that the party was considering a non-majority government. But that claim quickly unravelled after would-be coalition partner Moshe Kahlon said his Kulanu party had not signed any deal, and United Torah Judaism also denied that a deal had been finalised. MK Ram Ben Barak of the Kohol Levan party said yesterday that in the attempts to form a government, the Likud party had offered him the defence minister portfolio as well as the role of acting prime minister in case the prime minister is unable to carry out his duties and chief negotiator with the Palestinians. Kohol Levan Druze MK, Gadir Mirech, was said to have been offered a possible change to the controversial Jewish nation state law, which has angered much of her community. And meanwhile, MK Pnina Tamano-Shata of Ethiopian descent was promised further action to bring Ethiopian Falamura, whose claims to Judaism the government does not recognize, to Israel. Labour leader Avi Gabay filmed negotiations he had with Prime Minister Netanyahu overnight Tuesday-Wednesday in the latter's last-minute frantic efforts to create a government. In the unlikely event that Labour would join a coalition, Labour MKs would have held at least three ministries, Gabay was promised. The Netanyahu-Gabay deal ultimately failed, however, after news of the talk surfaced and Labour MKs Shelly Yachimovich, Amir Peretz, Yitzhak Shmueli and Stav Shafir swiftly rejected sitting with Netanyahu and condemned Gabay, who led Labour to its historic low of six seats in April's elections, for having considered any such alliance with the Prime Minister. MK Stav Shafir said on Thursday that Gabay had ended his political career amid anger in the party over having considered an offer to join a government under Netanyahu. The party is expected to hold a leadership primary within the month. Gabay on Friday said that Labour would merge with either the left-wing Meretz or centrist blue and white Kohol Levan ahead of the September elections. He said the centre-left must run with three parties rather than five. Meretz has publicly backed a merger with Labour in an offer that has been met with support by some high-ranking members of the Gabay-led party. The first opinion polls taken after the Knesset dispersed on Wednesday night showed that even after new elections, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would still be unable to form a coalition without Avigdor Lieberman's Yisrael Beiteinu party, precisely as was the case over the past 7 weeks. Polls showed that Likud would still be the largest party, but that Yisrael Beiteinu would jump to nine seats, holding the balance of power. Netanyahu and Lieberman, allies and rivals over 3 decades in Israeli politics, spent much of Thursday bitterly accusing each other of placing personal interests above those of the state and betraying their voters' wishes. Netanyahu on Thursday evening branded Lieberman a serial saboteur of right-wing governments. Lieberman early on Thursday said Netanyahu was guilty of relentless surrender to Israel's ultra-Orthodox politicians, and both made clear they would never again be partners in government. Among the immediate victims of the fall of the government are the residents of Mavor Modi'im, whose moshav was almost completely destroyed by fire the previous Friday. Although there were no casualties, 40 of the 50 homes in the moshav were burnt to the ground, and now with no government functioning, residents say that they have no idea about their future and there's a complete lack of information about what will happen next. An investigation said the fire started in 4 places almost simultaneously, pointing to arson as the likely cause. Government reimbursement is determined by the cause of fire, with different amounts paid out to victims of arson, terror or natural disaster. Residents are critical of the millions of dollars the new elections will cost. 2 people were injured, one of them seriously, in a stabbing attack in Jerusalem's Old City on Friday morning. At around 6:20 a.m., the assailant entered through the Damascus Gate. He stabbed a man in his 40s in the neck and head, putting him in a near-critical condition, and began running from the scene. Along the way, he saw 16-year-old Yisrael Meir Nachenberg and stabbed him in his back. Nachenberg ran towards the Chuva synagogue where he received assistance. Speaking from his hospital bed at Hadassah, Nachenberg told reporters he was riding his bike through the old city and stopped to examine the wheel when he was stabbed from behind. The suspected terrorist, a 19-year-old Palestinian man from the West Bank, was shot dead by police officers. Today is Yom Yerushalayim, the anniversary of the capture of the Old City of Jerusalem in the Six-Day War of 1967. There are multiple events throughout the city, including prayers for peace and unity, and commemoration events for those who have given their lives for the city. Organizers of the joyous musical Flag Parade, which enters the Old City from 4 of the gates, including the Damascus Gate, say they will not be deterred by the violence of last week. And today is also the day to honor those who walked across Sudan from Ethiopia to reach Israel in the period of 1980 to 84, a celebration of their arrival and a day of commemoration for those who perished in the ordeal. Approximately 4,000 members of the community perished on the way and in the transit camps in their attempt to reach Israel and Jerusalem. This is Peter Jones Pelach, reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem on Yom Yerushalayim.
sbs.com.au